knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Short. As some of you may know, some years back, I suffered retina detachments, complete and total retina detachment in both my eyes. Retinas, simply put, if you think of the retinas as kind of like white wallpaper in the back of your eye, and if you shine a light on white wallpaper, that light that gets reflected back, that's actually what you see. So if the wallpaper, if that white wallpaper were to fall off the wall, assuming that the wall is black, and then you shine a light at a black wall, no light is reflected back, and so your brain can't pick up the light and process it. So you need retinas. Retinas are very, very important, okay, crucial. When one, certainly in my case, and I'm sure it varies from person to person, but there are a couple of symptoms that one can notice in the field of vision when retinas are about to detach or have a problem. Now, of course, I didn't know this back before this happened. Otherwise, I probably could have prevented a lot of trouble for myself. But I didn't know. It wasn't part of my thinking. In my case, the day before I woke up without any vision, and I was able to get vision restored, by the way. But I remember two things. One, that whole day, well, maybe 2 days ahead, it felt like I was walking underwater. You know, when I turned my eyes left and right, it looked as though, like, flowing. Everything was flowing. It would be like turning your head underwater with your eyes open. You know, kind of a fluid motion. And I thought there was something odd about it. I really thought it was a trick of my imagination. You know, it was kind of weird. I had no idea that something catastrophic was about to happen. Another thing that I experienced, and this has been reported by a lot of people, is that you see flashes of light in your field of vision. And this happened so many years ago that how much of it I remember and how much of it I've read about and gets distorted. But I do remember some, what I could perceive to be almost like fireflies. Well, maybe not that way, but like just little flashes of light when I turn my eyes. I mean, for, you know, barely a nanosecond. You notice this stuff, right? And, you know, in the course of human events, in the course of your day, in the course of a person's life, you know, you see a little flash of light in the front of your eye, out of the left of your eye, your right, and you're busy. I remember being very, very busy back then, doing things at work and everything. I just didn't have time to really indulge and go, what is that? I do remember thinking, I guess I should go to the doctor and see if there's something wrong, but I just did not give it the attention that it deserved. Okay, but the main thing is that I do remember seeing flashes of light in my field of vision days before I suffered my retina detachment. Of course, on the event itself, after the event itself, the doctors were asking me, you know, did you notice any flashes of light? This was a couple of days after I lost all my vision, because for two weeks I couldn't see anything at all. Horrible nightmare. And by the way, I won't get too much into it, but because I want to make a point. But I remember the doctors saying, well, do you remember seeing lights and flashes of light? And I said, yes, you know, and he goes, oh, well, that was, you know, if you had come to the office, then we may have been able to save a lot more of your vision and you wouldn't have suffered this. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20, no pun intended. Okay, so that was years and years ago. All right. So since then, I've been very careful to take note of any flashes of light, although I haven't experienced any, not since the last surgery, I don't believe, and I've had several surgeries. But it's one of those things where, you know, it happened once, it's now part of my consciousness, regardless of what's going on in the day. And so I'm always, you know, just not paranoid about it, but if I see a flash of light, you know, in this case, sometimes it's maybe a flashlight, somebody's working on something behind me or something. You know, over the years, there have been things, I thought, uh-oh. But it's always been, you know, I obviously, even though I noticed the light, the second thought is, oh, okay, here's the reason for the light. Okay, so I've always been awake, but it hasn't happened. I haven't had any retina problems since then. Now we're moving up to this past weekend. Well, we don't get a lot of rain and thunder and lightning here in Southern California. So it must have been around 4:30 in the morning, and I don't know why, but I happened to be kind of awake in bed. And my eyes were at half mast, you know, kind of. I mean, it was almost like a perfect storm, right? I mean, everything had to fall into place for what happened to have happened. And that is, I was just kind of dozing back off, or just woken up. I don't remember which way it was. And I saw this amazingly all-encompassing white light flash. Almost like a flash bulb in a camera. Flash! And such fear went through me. Because I thought, oh my God, here we go again, right? I sat up in bed and started opening my eyes very wide, looking around the room. Can I still see? All these things, the thoughts that went, I can't describe. It would take me 3 hours to describe all the thoughts that went through my mind in a matter of seconds. 3 or 4 seconds. What am I going to do? Can I do this again? Oh my God. What did I do wrong? I'm going to be totally blind. I started to tears. I mean, just everything, all the emotions that had happened back in my original detachment came back. And it's amazing what the body can do, on its own. And I'm looking around and I grab for the phone and thinking, you know, I'm alone, right? I mean, it's not like, you know, it would be a little bit different, I guess, if you were married or had a, you know, quote unquote partner in life, you know, maybe. But at the time of my original detachment, such as now, you know, I'm alone. My family's in a different state and I have some friends and things like that. But, you know, who are you going to call? I want to say Ghostbusters. I can't help it. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? Sorry. Anyway, but it's like, you know, who do you call in a real emergency? You know, I mean, and a personal emergency. You know, you're not going to call 911. I mean, you can, but I don't know. You know, in a situation where you already have experience in losing your vision, you realize there's nothing 911 can do. And you already know what the problem's going to be. And there's nothing they can do until you get to the doctor's office. So, you know, it's such a unique situation. But anyway, I'm looking around, my heart races, right? You know, 212 beats per minute if it's going an ounce. You know, boom, 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 boom. I'm about to dial this number, and I'm thinking, you know, I hadn't prepared for this, right? And again, my eyes are bugged out wide because I can see across the room. I can see the door. I can see this. And I know it's just a matter of seconds. You know, it's going to go. And then I hear this. Thunder. I was like, and the thunder scared me too. And I thought, what the hell? There was no sound accompanying my retinal detachment last time. This all happened. It really did. And then I realized it was thunder. And I was like, oh my God, it was lightning. It was only lightning. I mean, the relief that washed over me was beyond description. And then the thunder came again. And by the way, let me just jump just a little bit ahead. And I tell you that I talked to a couple of friends of mine later in the day, and they too were awake at that time. Apparently all over the city, there was this one big flash of lightning I can't imagine all the power that stroke of lightning must have put out, because it was as if it were in, like it generated inside my entire bedroom. And everybody I talked to about it said the same thing. Everybody thought it happened that the lightning originated either outside the window directly. It was so bright. I've never seen lightning that bright, at least not since being in California. It was just all encompassing. It was just beyond belief, right? And it was instant. It was so fast. Okay, let's go back. So when the thunder came through, I think it was like a 7-second delay or something like that. I was still in emergency mode, right? My heartbeat's still going. I'm still thinking. And I'm waiting for another clap of thunder. Just, you know. And I'm still looking around the room. I can still see. And I got the phone in my hand, and I was about to dial the last digit, you know, and I hang up the phone. And I just collapsed back onto the pillow. Just so tired. Just drained. I mean, you know, it was just, I didn't think I could get revved up so quickly with such little stimulus, just one flash of lightning. But it was only lightning. And then I started thinking, who could I call, you know? And this is why I'm bringing up the podcast, why I put on the show today, is for you to, I want you to think about it. Now, for those of you who are married or live with people, and maybe for those of you who have really, really close family, you know, maybe this is maybe a non-issue. But for those of us who go through life primarily alone, and when I say alone, obviously, you know, we have acquaintances and stuff, but there are a lot of us, especially in places, I don't want to pick on California, but it's hard to make good friends here. It really is. I mean, the kind of friends that you could call at 4:30, and who are going to be there to really be there for you. You know, it's not like stubbing your toe and you want to call and whine about it. You know, when you suffer a total vision loss, and I'm sure there are other things that can happen to a person, it would be as if, you know, you tried to get out of bed and your legs didn't work, right? You know, who would you call? Ghostbusters. Sorry. Who, you know, I know some people who really do isolate themselves from society. And I understand, you know, it's hard to trust people and be disappointed. But I want you not to be in the same situation I was many years ago when I suffered my first, my retina detachment, which is not really having someone I could call or at least feel, know that I could call without feeling like I'm imposing. That's very, very important, you know? And if, you know, look at yourself, think about what I'm saying. If you try to get out of bed and you couldn't, or you lost your vision, or something, you know, not like suffering a heart attack where you can call 911. I mean, obviously you can always call the emergency departments in your various countries and cities. I understand. But that's not the same of what I'm talking about. You know, in a situation where you lose one of your senses, or in some cases your mind, you really need to have someone in your life that you can call that can come over or would come over and, you know, take care of you. You know, if not in the long term, but certainly to be that. You need that. We all need that, okay? And so if you don't have that in place, please heed my warning. And make an effort. You know, people could argue, well, Mark, you know, what are you saying? Just get friends so they can be there when I need them? Well, you know, it's not that direct, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, it goes both ways. There are people who could call me at 4:30 in the morning, and assuming I didn't just suffer a retina detachment, you know, I'd be there. I really would. Truly. And, you know, again, if you're in a, you know, relationship with somebody or, you know, there are a lot of people this won't apply to, but I'm trying to reach those of you who, you know, who think, you know, I don't need anybody, I'm independent. That all sounds good until the proverbial bomb drops and then you find yourself completely alone. And believe me, when you lose all your vision, and for those of you who are totally blind who are listening to me, you may think, well, Mark's kind of, but you know, most people can see. So, and they're not prepared. And totally blind people, you know, there could be other catastrophes you could suffer, that you'd still need somebody there. You know, no, there's an old saying, and I know I've used it in other shows, and that is no man's an island, but it's no one is an island. So please take what I'm saying to heart. Develop a relationship, develop something so that you can be there, you know, kind of like a buddy system, right? So that it's not just lightning, if it's the real thing, you can pick up a phone and call somebody and say, hey, you know, I need you to come over. You know what I mean? That's important. I've been very blessed in my life to have people that I could do that with. One time, a neighbor knocked on my door around 1 o'clock in the morning, and it was a lady, and she said, hello, sir, I'm your neighbor. I think you have a snake in your apartment. And believe me, if you want to know what fear is, I had somebody I could call who came right up because I'm like, oh, hell no, you know, but you never know. You may have a snake in your apartment, you know, who's it going to be? All right. But try to put that in place, please. Right. You'll thank yourself. You'll thank your friend and you'll thank me for it later. So this time it was only lightning. Hey, Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care.